In our previous year, we began a discussion about paying to learn Torah. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this halacha twice. Once in Yerideya Siman Resh Mem Hei, Hilchos Melamdim Sif Vav. Hay minig be'ish lakech melamed tenoy k'schar. If the minig is that Rebbeim receive payment, chayev lalamde b'schar. You have to pay that your children should learn Torah. Ach yikra Torah shebiksav kula, until he's well versed in Torah shebiksav. V'enichayv l'olam d'beschav mishta megmara. A parent is not obligated to spend money to have his son learn Mishnah Gemara. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'hani mili. When is a parent excused from paying to have his son learn Mishnah Gemara? When he can't afford to pay, the tchikalei shata, he just can't afford. But in a situation, avam efshalei, if he has the ability to pay tuition, mitzvah legmurei, he's obligated to have his son learn Mishnah Gemara, halachas, Vagodis. And the Behetiv actually adds here that Kol Panasos Shel Adam Ketzuv Lo Mershana, all of a person's income is predetermined by a Kodesh Baruch Hu from Rosh Hashanah, Chutz Maitzah Shabbos V'Yontif, except for the expenses of the Shabbos V'Yontif, Vaitzah Sponim L'Talmud Torah, or tuition. Whoever spends more will earn more. Then there's another halacha. This is in Siman Reish Mem Vav Sif Hei Hilchos Talmud Torah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mokum Shenagu Limud Torah Shebiksav B'Schar Mutar Limud B'Schar. If the minhag hamokum is to teach Torah Shebiksav for payment, it's permissible. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Av Torah Shebipeh. Also, l'lamed b'schar. One may not teach Torah Shavapeh without getting paid. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, as we learned in our Gemara, loy matzo mishi l'mdena b'chinam. If he can't find somebody who will teach him Torah without getting paid, yuma b'schar. Says the Shulchan Aruch further, v'av b'shutzuch l'ma b'schar. He had to pay to learn Torah. Loy yomer, the individual should not say, k'shem shlamanati b'schar, just like I had to pay to learn. Kach elmed b'schar, so too I will only teach for getting paid. Al yilmed l'acherim b'chinam. He should not take payment. Umash shenogu, says the Shulchan Aruch, ha'idu l'umra kol b'schar, im enloy b'al esparnis, now that Rebbeim get paid, is because they have no other source of income. V'afilu yeshloy, even if he does have a different source of income, im hu schar b'teile d'muchach, it's not just Schar B'Teila, it has to be Schar B'Teila. It's obvious that I could have been doing something else in that time. I have another position. I have another profession. And I give it up to teach Torah. Shemaniach Kala Sokov, he disregards his business, Masa Matna Shari. Says the Ramah, the Kol Chidushi Soifim Ben Imash and the Sakim and Rabbanon, the Rabbanon's Mutalit Schar L'Olam. For that, you're allowed to get payment. So, the poskim discuss this halacha. As we quoted in our previous shir, the opinion of the Rambam that one should not live off divrei Torah unless he's an individual who can't do something else. Furthermore, however, there are opinions that even though the Rambam takes this strict opinion, we quoted the words of the Rambam in our previous year, so I won't do it again. I won't repeat them again. He says, even the Rambam's opinion is that you're not allowed to take payment to learn Torah. Just if I'm learning Torah and I want to get paid to learn Torah, That is what the Rambam holds is osur. But it could well be that the Rambam agrees that if he's teaching Torah, for that he's allowed to take certainly schar b'teila. And moreover, as we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch, maybe he's allowed to take more, he's allowed to get paid if he has no other source of income. We also quoted in our previous year the opinion of the Tashbats, who disagrees with the Rambam. And the Tashbats' opinion is that even somebody who's just learning Torah, somebody who's in Kailul, somebody who's in Yeshiva, is allowed to take payment. And as we explained in our previous year, because if we won't have a world where there's a system of people of learning Torah, the whole system of Torah will fall apart. As we said in our previous year, most don't agree with the Rambam. One of the rayas that's brought is the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Daled, Mishnah Zayin, where the Mishnah says, "Al tasim, you're not going to make the Torah a Torah les gadol bem, a crown to be big with, loikardim lachbam, nor a shovel." So what we see from here is that if you don't have what the Tana is concerned with, is an individual who doesn't have the proper intention in learning Torah. But as long as you have the proper intention in your learning Torah, but you need support, financial support, the Paiskim are of the opinion that you're allowed to get paid. The Rama, however, here in Siman Reish Mem Vav says, when we come up in, Misha Efshalai L'Sparnas Heitav V'Matzi Yodav, we have an individual who can get can make a living and also learn Torah. Midas matas, it's a special gift. Midas, not everybody is zoicha to that gift. Not everybody has the ability to have a decent parnasa and also learn Torah. Moreover, the Shach and the Rishon Lezion and many others are of the opinion that Bizman Hazeh, where it's difficult to be able to juggle both, there is no obligation to juggle both. And so too is the opinion of Rav Moshe in the Shas of Chuvas Igris Moshe Yerodeya, Chelek Beis Sim Kuf Tav Zayin. The stipler writes in a letter that sometimes you see people who refuse to get supported, they're learning in Koilu, and they refuse to get supported. It could be that it's not because they have such bitachin. It could be Chas V'Shalom because it's Gaiva. He wants to show, I don't need to get supported. And in fact, others say it could be that it's even atzas hayetzer. What pshat? It's the atzas hayetzer. The yetzer hara says to this person, here we're learning Rambam that you're not supposed to get supported. But how's this person going to live? He's going to leave yeshiva. So is that what Chazal wanted? The Paiskim have a different question. Here we're learning our sugya that one may not learn Torah and get paid to learn Torah. Ma ani b'chinam af atem b'chinam. So the question is somebody allowed to be in the sfarim business and earn panosa from selling sfarim? So it's interesting that the Chasam Sofer in his Tzavo writes that his children should have the right to publish a Sfarim and take the profits from selling Sfarim, from the sale of those Sfarim. So we see from here that you are allowed to make money from selling Sfarim, even though it's Divrei Torah. So the Paiskim say that there's a difference between the person who wrote the Sefer versus other people. The person who wrote the Sfarim indeed may not get paid to publish Sfarim. It's a violation of Ma'ani Bechinam, Avatim Bechinam, unless the various Haterim that we've been discussing are applicable. But if it's not that person himself, even if it's his children, or certainly if it's not his children, they are permitted to get paid for the Sfarim and profit from selling Sfarim. The Cheshev Sofer says, what's Pshat? Ma'ani Bechinam, Avatim Bechinam. So he says that certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he taught Klal Yisrael Torah, he didn't have anything to gain from teaching that Torah. He did it because he wanted to do what's good for Klal Yisrael. So too should be the intent of a Rebbe who teaches Torah. A Rebbe who teaches Torah, his pure intention should only be to do what's good for the Talmidim. What's good for the Talmidim, not any other intention, just like we see it was Hashem's intention when he gave us the Torah. And moreover, the Mefarshim say, not only do we have that model from Hashem, but we actually have that model from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael the entire Torah. There are very large portions in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu knew don't apply to him. He knew that all the mitzvahs are tluyos baaretz don't apply to him because he knew that he will not have the schus of entering Eretz Yisrael. But even though he knew that he won't have the schus to enter Eretz Yisrael, that didn't prevent him from teaching Klal Yisrael Torah, because that is the obligation of a Rebbe. So too should that be the goal of every Rebbe. Just teach his Talmidim Torah, no other intention. And I saw from the Sefer Yismach Yisrael, that Pshat, a very famous Maimer Chazal, the Pasuk says, V'hafta l'reacha k'maycha, says Rabbi Kiva, V'zeh klal gomu b'tayrah. What does it mean, Zeh klal gomu b'tayrah? So Sefer Yismach Yisrael says, it refers exactly to what we're discussing in our shiur. V'hafta l'reacha k'maycha. You have to teach everybody, you have to teach somebody Torah. If you love someone else, if you love somebody else, then you will teach him Torah. Because you will feel that you want to do whatever is best for him. So the greatest manifestation of a haftal reacha kamaicha is Zekla Gol B'Torah. Is the way you teach a person Torah. Don't expect payment. Do it. Ma'ani b'chinam, af'atam b'chinam.